it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing at a broken bat, comebacker. Kirkring knocks it down, picks it up, throws wildly home to the backstop, and the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kirkring, who stands with his hands on his knees bent over. And Kirkering, who had an easy out at first base, but he threw wildly to the plate all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us today, and we'll get to it in just a second here. We have a guest host in for Hugh Douglas. We got a lot to discuss. I just want to start here, man. That one was different. Guys, that was different. And there's this radio station, as we welcome in Hunter Brody Broads, who's with me today for the next 4 hours and with all of us. This radio station, Broads, is for a lot of things. It's an incredible place where we all do this together. And we got to do it together in an amazing way last February when the Eagles won a championship. And we got to do the opposite today, because last night in every way, shape, and form was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. I got so many emotions this morning. Broads, good morning, man. The season is over. We'll get to the Eagles, whatever the hell that was. But that just hurt, man. That hurt. That one felt. We've done this 4 years in a row, and I had just felt differently last night when that ended. Good morning, Broads, as the Phillies go down in Game 4.
Devastated. Oh, I'm just gutted. There's so much pain. I couldn't even comprehend what the hell was going on last night. My body was shaking. I was so uncomfortable. Just like that, Joe. I mean, you're telling me after everything that could have happened to lose a series and to unfortunately fall again, that's what we got? I feel bad for the kid. I do. I'll get more into why. You know, maybe Rob shouldn't have went that way. Maybe he should have stayed with Lizardo. But I feel bad for the kid. You can tell he just blacked out and the moment was too big.
Yeah, it was. For a series to end on a mental error like that, I felt numb watching it. I must have replayed it like 5 times. My son was coming downstairs, like he's kind of going to sleep, but not. He's 10, and he's like, "Wait, are they going to win?" And then he knew the game was still going on, and I was like, "All right, just come watch it." And I felt bad making him watch it, but I was like, "He's got to see it." And
well,
we watched.
Hold on,
it.
You're telling him to sit there and soak in the pain?
Well, he asked me what happened. What am I supposed to say?
Well, I don't know. You have to lie and say everything's going well.
Part of becoming a man.
Yeah, it is. It was like an indoctrination, man. I felt numb watching it because it was almost like it happened in slow motion, right? The balls hit back to him. And he had plenty of time. I mean, he had time to make the play. And it just was, it was a brain meltdown. And then the physical meltdown. And then, like, it's not just a game, bro. It's this era. Like, you think about it. And I was thinking this morning about my emotion after every one. I was in here, actually, on this show, in for John Ritchie with the camera the Monday after Game 6 of the 2022 World Series. And I remember sitting there with Joe that day, and I said, I'm not angry. I'm proud. Like, that team had no business taking the Astros to the brink. I was proud of them. Then 23 happened, and it was like, they choked. They choked that to a bet. They were better than the Diamondbacks, and they choked it away. Last year, I was angry at them because I thought they went out as chumps to the Mets. I mean, they went out. They played like chumps in that series. This one, I don't have any of those emotions. Man, I'm dejected. I'm sad. And I do feel like this was the end. And not that the franchise is done and they can't retool. We'll get to that over the course of the next few weeks and all that. But I just feel like this group's run is never going to be the same. They're not a young team. And, Broads, every sport has these teams, right? Every era has these teams where it's like they're good enough to win a championship, but they don't, right? You know, like, you go back to the 90s where Jordan would stop all those good NBA teams from winning. The Eagles in the 2000s with Hugh and Ike and Donovan. Like, every era in sports has those teams. And it kind of hit me as they walked off the field last night. Broads, I feel like we got one of those teams. Like, they got enough to win a championship, but every year, something happens.
Yeah, and you look at this starting pitching. That's winning championship caliber starting pitching. Yep. What you saw from Sanchez, that was a young, proud father watching. Like, I remember when he was playing the fifth starter role and bouncing up and down. Now he's shoving on the road in a back-against-the-wall type of game, and he's making Freddie Freeman look like he's Johan Rojas. I mean, it's crazy what was happening from Sanchez and Lizardo and Ranger Suarez and even my guy Knowles. What you got out of the starting pitching was outrageous. That's championship caliber starting pitching, but they're just not a detailed team. Their offense is way too inconsistent, and that's really what led to this downfall, and that sucks, man. You paid these guys so much money to come up clutch, to have big ABs. As great as Kyle Schwarber chasing down Ryan Howard potentially was, well, we need you, man. We need you more than just a game three, and he wasn't there, and same applies to Trey, 0-5. This guy, I was told, could be MVP candidate with Kyle, and he's getting disrespected. Well, I need you in an NLDS against your former team. He was a nobody. Bryce wasn't there. I mean, that's where it was lost.
Yeah, you're totally right on that, and as much as I'm just disappointed that Kerkering melted down that moment. He didn't lose the game. Like that game, like that was the moment, and it's going to get replayed forever, unfortunately. But that game wasn't on Orion Kerkering and that deep into extra innings. It was on the offense. I mean, they stunk yesterday. And really, Broads, they've stunk for the most part in a lot of postseasons recently, right? They have a blow up every now and then, like in game three where they score all those runs. Like, oh, they're back. And then they don't do it again. And these postseason games, we were talking about before the show, they come down to little moments, right? Like, you don't blow teams out. You don't roll through series like that. It's little moments. And the Phillies' little moments are bad moments. I mean, they just are. They can't find themselves in that moment. And it's so disappointing because you only get so many shots at this, man. You only get so many shots. This is the oldest team in baseball. I don't know if Wheeler will be himself ever again. And I think I felt it when they walked off the field last night, bro. It's like, I think that's part of the reason I'm feeling the way I am today, that they're one of those teams in sports history. I saw it on their faces. Like, they know it, right? Like, I always think it's one of the saddest things in sports when a team can't say it, but you see it on their face. They know it might just not happen for them.
Yeah, well, guess what? The Eagles might be thinking the same thing. Yeah. More on that later. But hold on. I just want to add a little cherry on.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On top of this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not just the offense that's extremely disappointing. I'm going to add the manager. I think for as bad as the offense was, I thought Rob Thomson was embarrassing when it comes to playoff baseball and playoff managing. You have to nail decisions. You have to be perfect. As close as you can to be perfect. And I thought, even Ranger starting game three. Well, then you have to use him in game one. Instead, he goes to David Robertson for the seventh, and he can't even be utilized the rest of the series. So game one, you felt so good about this guy, David Robertson, that he goes 6-7, yet you can't use Ranger, but you use him in game three, and then you put Kerkering in to inherit runners when he stinks at inheriting runners, and the list goes on and on. So you want to play that game that the offense was horrible and lifeless? That is true. I thought Rob is right up there with disappointment with the offense. And I'm a Rob guy. I went in thinking you had an advantage. Dave Roberts, Rob Thomson, I'm rocking with Rob. He's managing different. He's benching Castellanos. He's doing this. He's doing that. Man, what a dud from the manager, too.
It was bad. It really was. And I when they brought him in 22 and made the manager, I thought he was great that whole season, getting to the World Series. But as the years have gone on, it's almost like he and the team mirror each other. Like, he's just, it's going the wrong way. I thought it was like quicksand this series. Like, every time he stepped in it, it got worse and worse. And yesterday, look, did he lose that game yesterday? No, the bats are really the issue. I agree with you. Kerkering with inherited runners has been a problem for the entire season. Look, we could debate the Ohtani walk to get to Betts. I thought he gave Duran no margin for error there. And I know that's Duran. He can't walk Mookie Betts to walk the run in. But, man, you traded for Duran to get those outs. I would have let him try to get those outs there. 215-592-9494. What's the emotion today? as this thing is over. This and I do feel deep down that this run is over. I just don't think this group is ever going to, one, be together again, two, be as great as they've been the last 4 years. And it just, I feel numb this morning because 4 years, they've given us a lot of joy, but it just feels like they're one of those teams that cannot get over the hump. All right, today's the day for everyone to vent, to get it off their chest. Hunter Brody in for Hugh today. And this was planned, but I think we would have suspended Hugh anyway for the day. Yeah, I mean, we got a little call before the show.
He called me. Yeah. First, one of the first three words that came out of his mouth is Cam Scadabo. Yeah. And I almost hung up.
And that's, we would have hung up on him if he was here. Yeah. Yeah, that's a joke. All right, Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as it all ends?
Yeah, so you, Broads, Max, all the callers, listeners, get out of my face. Get the hell out of my face. Like,
well, we got to be here for the next four hours.
I know. But, I mean, like, I'm eyeing up the Schuylkill, so if you see me not paying attention today,
okay.
My head keeps turning
not that far
toward
away.
The Schuylkill.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'm not encouraging, I'm just telling you.
And it might be a little cold today, but we'll wait, see if it warms up a little bit. I mean, I almost kind of have to laugh at this point because it is impressive to a degree the manner in which these teams, especially like the Phillies, and when you get to these deep parts of the postseason, how they find creative ways to give you hope and then just stab you right in the heart, like in a variety of ways. The way that that game ended last night, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And like... It's got to be one of the biggest, like, individual player choke jobs that I've ever seen. And I know that a lot of people today are going to be like, don't put this on Orion Kerkering. This is on the offense. I agree. The series boils down to our offense didn't hit. Guess what? Dodgers' offense didn't really hit either. Mm. I mean, in playoff baseball, these games, these series, all these moments, they come down to, like, one little thing.
Yeah.
Whoever makes the fewest amount of errors or whoever makes that one error. And Kerkering made... the biggest error of them all. I mean, the error that ended the season. It's one of the craziest things that I've ever seen. That clip of him picking up the ball and bobbling it and then not throwing it to first base while JT's pointing there and then flailing it over JT's head is going to replay in my head forever. Like, I went to sleep with that, like, playing on a loop last night. And it was hard for me to go to sleep. Remember when I came in a few weeks ago and I was... looking green and violently ill. Yeah. I feel worse than that today. I mean, I'm almost like numb to it all at this point.
Yeah, you said people are going to feel bad. I you can feel empathy for the person, right? Orion Kerkering, the person.
Yeah, what about me?
Yeah, but well...
I was not where I thought you were going to go with that.
But as far as the player goes, it is an all-time... It's an all-time meltdown. I mean, it's an all-time... It is a... I don't know if I've ever seen a playoff series end on a mental... I know it was a physical error, right? He threw the ball past J2, but it was a mental error. He forgot where he was. He forgot the situation. He just... I mean, bro, the runner's not even halfway to first base.
No.
He picks the ball up. They're out of the inning, and Kyle brought this up in the meeting before the show. Trinan is warming up. Like, we got the guy we can hit in that bullpen ready to go. We're probably talking about game five if he just throws the ball to first base.
If they got to the top half of that extra inning, they were winning the game because of how bad. That's equivalent to if Brandon Workman and that garbage curveball came back. Yeah. That's what they were warming up in the pen. So you had an opportunity there, and this is why I go back to Topper, right? And if you tell me all throughout the regular season in June, in July, in games in August that don't even have one-third of the pressure that we're talking about here, if you can't do a job inheriting runners then, you're telling me you're going to put the guy in who's bad at it with the added pressure of the season being on the line in extra innings on the road versus this Dodgers lineup? And I say that to say you... you black out, you make a mistake, you have a mental error, you don't know what to do, you have the yips in the moment. Well, that kind of correlates to the guy who has a bad job inheriting runners. It all correlates. You put in a guy to fail, and you got to stay with Lizardo. That's the move there. And if you give up a hit, you put up your hands, you shrug, and say, okay, but there's cold-blooded in the playoffs. You see that in Sanchez. You see that in Duran. You see that in Lizardo. You see that in Ranger. Yep. There's cold-blooded, and then there's guys who just can't handle it. And I think Kerkering is young, and I hope he can get there one day, but it was clear he's not on the level of ice in the veins.
Yeah, listen, if the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are a great team, they're probably going to win the World Series again, but if they had just beat the Phillies around for 40 games, I would have said, oh, what are we going to do? We face a super team. The Phillies beat themselves. I mean, that, like, and part of me feels like the Dodgers in that clubhouse probably like, man, They gave it to us. They gave it to us in game 2. They gave it to us in game 4. And you just can't do that in a short series. 215-592-9494. Dejected, numb, angry, disappointed. What are you feeling this morning as the Phillies go down? And do not worry. We will get to the Eagles in a little bit here. Because you know what? At least we all could just be angry with them together, because they played like crap last night. And they might not be a great team by any stretch of the imagination right now. But we start with the Phillies as the season comes to an end last night.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.